This is KTOO Public Media's Juneau Afternoon, and it's about 2 minutes until the bottom of the hour. Our next guest is the Executive Director of Catholic Community Service. Welcome, Aaron Walker-Tolis.
Well, good afternoon.
It's nice to have you here. Thanks for coming in out of the beautiful weather.
Oh, it's always wonderful to be here, even on a sunny day.
All right. In case somebody doesn't know Catholic Community Service, you want to sketch out what you do for us?
Sure thing. Well, we have sort of three lines of work. One is Southeast Senior Services, and so that's 11 senior centers. And here in Juneau, that means the Juneau Senior Center. And then we also are the contractor for Caravan in town, give people rides all over. And we have the Senior Caregiver Resource Center. We have about 25 programs just for seniors. And then, of course, we also have the Safe Child Advocacy Center that serves all of Southeast Alaska. And then we also have Hospice and Home Care of Juneau. And a lot of folks know about hospice, but kind of want to share a little bit about home care today.
All right. What exactly is home care?
Well, you know, it's kind of a misnomer. That's the name of our program. But honestly, it is home health services. And when people hear home care, sometimes they think chore services, they think, you know, live-in care. But what it really is skilled nursing and therapists, so occupational therapy, physical therapy, and speech therapy. And the focus is helping folks who are homebound. Often it's recovery from surgery, like a hip replacement, and helping those folks get ambulatory again, get healthy again, so that they aren't homebound anymore.
Is there an age range for qualifying for this?
Not at all. So all ages.
All ages.
All ages. If you need it, we're there.
For home health.
For home health services, yeah. Yeah.
What, you gave a few examples there, mm-hmm. but what's another example of somebody who might need this and what it would look like?
Well, you know, we do have a couple of folks who are, well, let me talk about homebound for a second. So homebound means a lot of different things for a lot of different programs out there. So for the home health program, homebound doesn't mean bedridden, doesn't mean that you can't get out of bed, but it does mean you have significant difficulty getting out of the house. So either you're in a walker, crutches, or it's just it's not a good idea for you to leave the home. So some folks, wounds is another one. Folks who have open wounds that need tending, not a good idea to leave the house and open yourself up to potential infection. So we do wound care as part of what we do as well. And so homebound, and this is Medicare rules here, homebound is what I just said, either a condition that you really shouldn't leave the house with because of the danger to getting yourself sicker, or it's you need assistance to leave the house, a walker, wheelchair, a companion of some sort, maybe advanced Alzheimer's, not safe to leave without assistance. They also have to be, you know, it's not something where you can come and go easily. It needs to be taxing to leave the house. You know, maybe you can leave to go to the doctor's office, but it just exhausts you. You really, it wipes you out. And that's what we mean by homebound for the home health program.
And it seems to me, and correct me if I'm wrong, but most people would want to stay in the comfort of their own home to receive treatment?
Absolutely. I mean, a lot of times, you know, we just need to say thanks to Bartlett Hospital, to Search, Valley Medical, Family Practice, Southeast Physicians. Those are all doctors who refer patients to us. We want to keep those folks at home. It's a lot less expensive than the hospital. It's a lot more comfortable than the hospital. And also, it's all about keeping you in Juneau as well, because sometimes folks who might need a skilled rehab facility, if this wasn't available, might have to leave town to get that. That way they can stay here in town while they recover.
Okay. So if somebody is thinking about getting a hip or a knee replacement, mm-hmm. something like that.
Absolutely.
Should they contact you before it happens?
You know, the best thing to do is to coordinate with their doctor, but everyone's always welcome to call us and we'll talk to you about what we offer, what it's like, and how you get to us, because it has to be a physician's referral. The doctor has to say, you need this. Well, of course, you know, we're nurses and therapists and stuff. You got to have that. But yeah, always call if you want to know more. But the real thing is to talk to your physician. And when you're planning how to go through this hip replacement, or you're planning on how to care for wounds or whatever, talk to them about what services are available. And often that's us.
And what's the number to reach you and get your pens out? We'll give it now and we'll give it again before we go off the air.
Well, you know, the main line is always the best one, 463-6100. You call that line and all you need to do is press the button for Hospice and Home Care of Juneau, and we'll get you to someone who can answer your questions.
Okay. Speaking of hospice and home care, what is hospice?
Hospice is end-of-life care. And so, again, these are We're caring for folks in their own home, and hospice for folks who've got to the point where they've got about 6 months or less to live as per their doctor, and treatment is really no longer an option. When there's really that treatment is not the direction that person wants to go because they know they've got a terminal illness or a terminal condition, and they are wanting to make the most of their last time here on earth, we want to make sure that they are as pain-free as possible. We also want to make sure that we serve them and their family with bereavement services, with counseling, with a chaplain services if they choose. And again, the nurses and the therapists are available as well. It's really a wraparound program because we really want to talk to folks about, well, what are your personal goals for this time with you and your family and loved ones? How can we help make that as peaceful and serene and enjoyable as possible?
I'm sure it varies from individual to individual, but let's think of one person who has 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
In 1 week, how many different folks might they come in contact through with hospice and home care?
Well, you know, it really depends on what they need. But of course, the nurse and the social worker, and then we have volunteers as well who can come and help out with different things, maybe deliver a hospital bed, maybe sit with them, and then just coordinating with the therapist as well. So it can be anywhere from 2 to 4 even. And then, you know, our nurses are all over the town driving around. And if one nurse isn't available or has a day off, it might be a different nurse. But they all work so closely together. It's such an amazing group of people who are so dedicated to do this kind of work, knowing that the people they're caring for are going to pass away. And yet they do it every single day with such compassion. It's truly amazing. These people are amazing. I'm honored to work with them.
What's the best way to start thinking about hospice or getting signed up?
Well, you know, talk to, again, to your doctor. Your doctor's the one that's going to make the referral. But also, you feel free to call us. You know, a lot of times people call and say, so exactly what would that look like for me? You know, how would that happen? What can you offer? And, you know, sometimes a patient's excited about it. Maybe some family members are a little reluctant or worried about it. We're happy to sit and talk with you and talk about, well, what do you want? We're not going to do anything that you don't want because we're there to serve you and we're there to make this experience. All of us are going to pass eventually. We want to make sure that your personal goals are, we do what we can to support you in them.
Okay. If you're just tuning in, we're speaking with Erin Walker Tullis. She's the Executive Director of Catholic Community Service. And today we're focusing on home health care and hospice. If you have any questions or want to find out more, you can call the main line at 463-6100. And what else is on your radar right now, Erin?
Well, you know, I just want to say thanks so much to everyone who supports hospice and home health because we've had a couple of fundraisers recently, and I want to say thanks. Yesterday, we had an amazing Hospice Mother's Day Whale Watch. That was a fundraiser, and it was amazing because 100% of the proceeds go to the program because Alan Marine is so amazing. Every year, they donate a cruise, and then Breezin donates the food. So all it is all that money goes straight back into the program. And of course, thanks so much also to we had the Heart of Hospice run last month, and it was amazing because we had more sponsors than ever. Our signature sponsors were Capital Service, Cornerstone Home Care, Foundation for End of Life, Platinum Real Estate, Southeast Radiation Oncology, and Taku Smokeries. And it's just fantastic that so many folks support these programs because without that support, we wouldn't be able to provide these services. And, of course, grants from Juno Community Foundation and End of Life Care Foundation as well.
You've mentioned volunteers a few times. Are you in need of volunteers?
Absolutely. In fact, we have a brand new volunteer coordinator, and she's just amazing. We've got a new training program. So federally, we're required to have folks have like 14 hours of training a year, but we don't make you do it all up front. We do 4 hours one-on-one to start, and then we keep going through the year so that we continue to develop our volunteers' abilities and confidence, and we don't just throw people out in there. Oh, by the way, go sit with this person by yourself. Bye. We don't do that.
And this is for hospice and home care and Meals on Wheels? Or?
Well, you know, hospice has, you know, we really want to focus on hospice volunteers, you know, but we also, Meals on Wheels is its own volunteer program. We've got over 150 drivers. Okay. And in Juneau, we don't have any paid staff delivering meals. It's all volunteers. And again, the amount of money we save. And also, it's amazing because the volunteers do a wellness check. When they deliver that meal, they check on the person. Are they okay? Are they well? And if they're not doing great, they connect with us back at the office, and we have case managers do outreach and see what we can do to help them.
All right. Catholic Community Service, get involved. 463-6100. Erin Walker Tolis, thanks for coming on the show. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, just thanks so much for all the support from the community, and thanks for having me on the show.